Welcome to this week's lectionary with the CEB, a podcast where we share the next week's readings from the Revised Common Lectionary and the Common English Bible Translation. Today's readings are for Sunday, March 31st. They include Joshua 5, 9 to 12, Psalm 32, 2 Corinthians 5, 16 to 21, and Luke 15, 1 to 3, and 11b to 32.
Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt." So the place was called Gilgal, as it is today. The Israelites camped in Gilgal. They celebrated Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month on the plains of Jericho. On the very next day after Passover, they ate food produced in the land, unleavened bread and roasted grain. The manna stopped on that next day, when they ate food produced in the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, so that year they ate the crops of the land of Canaan.
A Maskil of David. The one whose wrongdoing is forgiven, whose sin is covered over, is truly happy. The one the Lord doesn't consider guilty, in whose spirit there is no dishonesty, that one is truly happy. When I kept quiet, my bones wore out. I was groaning all day long, every day, every night, because your hand was heavy upon me. My energy was sapped as if in a summer drought. Selah. So I admitted my sin to you. I didn't conceal my guilt. "I'll confess my sins to the Lord," is what I said. Then you removed the guilt of my sin. Selah. That's why all the faithful should pray to you during troubled times, so that a great flood of water won't reach them. You are my secret hideout. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of rescue. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you about the direction you should go. I'll advise you and keep my eye on you. Don't be like some senseless horse or mule whose movement must be controlled with a bit and a bridle. Don't be anything like that. The pain of the wicked is severe. But faithful love surrounds the one who trusts the Lord. You who are righteous, rejoice in the Lord and be glad. All you whose hearts are right, sing out in joy.
So then, from this point on, we won't recognize people by human standards. Even though we used to know Christ by human standards, that isn't how we know him now. So then, if anyone is in Christ, that person is part of the new creation. The old things have gone away, and look, new things have arrived. All of these new things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and who gave us the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, God was reconciling the world to himself through Christ by not counting people's sins against them. He has trusted us with this message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors who represent Christ. God is negotiating with you through us. We beg you, as Christ's representatives, be reconciled to God. God caused the one who didn't know sin to be sin for our sake, so that through him we could become the righteousness of God. All the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to listen to him. The Pharisees and legal experts were grumbling, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the inheritance.' Then the father divided his estate between them. Soon afterward, the younger son gathered everything together and took a trip to a land far away. There he wasted his wealth through extravagant living. When he had used up his resources, a severe food shortage arose in that country and he began to be in need. He hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He longed to eat his fill from what the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have more than enough food, but I'm starving to death? I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Take me on as one of your hired hands. So he got up and went to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion. His father ran to him, hugged him, and kissed him. Then his son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Fetch the fattened calf and slaughter it. We must celebrate with feasting because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field. Coming in from the field, he approached the house and heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what was going on. The servant replied, Your brother has arrived, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he received his son back safe and sound. Then the older son was furious and didn't want to enter in, but his father came out and begged him. He answered his father, Look, I've served you all these years, and I never disobeyed your instruction. Yet you've never given me as much as a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours returned, after gobbling up your estate on prostitutes, you slaughtered the fattened calf for him? Then his father said, Son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.
Reflective reading of the scriptures has been a spiritual practice since the earliest centuries. The method of Lectio Divina, or divine reading, is a systematic reading of each section of a book of the Bible with pauses for reflection and prayer. The new CEB Lectio Divina Prayer Bible makes divine reading simple to do. For every chapter of the Bible, there is a recommended passage for slow and thoughtful reading, questions for guiding a time of reflection and meaning of the text, a prayer, and suggestions for putting your new insights into action. Sample this Bible and find out more at commonenglishbible.com/lectio divina. That's commonenglishbible.com/lectio divina. The CEB Lectio Divina Prayer Bible gives you a lifelong source of fulfilling prayer, a conversation with God.